I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
That's right.
The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hello, here we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,378. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Jen Smith, and Mike Hawk.
I'm nothing.
And you are the Men's Room. Hot Jam today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has some fun facts about foods. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room Shot of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click! Clack!
Leave me alone! All right, here we go. Grandad picks up manhole cover and finds World War II bunker is buried under his home. Meanwhile, a woman bicycles naked around London for charity, and by the looks of it, has no need for a comb. Do I? To no one's shock, British pubs are packed after first night back. Drunk Kentucky mayor passes out a White Castle drive-thru after stopping for a snack. And the two tall bandit strikes again. Police looking for a guy at least 6'8". That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. Today is the day that we play Big Dummy and special. Miles will be asking every question.
Nice.
Today is the day we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here is how it works. You call us, we will spin the... Oh, little early, bro, but I can tell you. We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Jason, who's very scared to eat Smarties, as he found a way to answer 15 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy. Be contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hold the jolts and away we go.
Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,378. What a large and a charge program we have for you today.
I'll try to make it, man. I have to whisper the whole show.
A big show for you today. The head chef is back, Ted's Meat and Potatoes. We've got some fun facts about
fun
food.
Facts. What kind of fun facts do we have? Like, what would be fun? You know what I mean?
You know,
like French fries are healthy. That would be a fun fact.
Jesus, man. Miles, I wish I could tell you that today.
Potato chips have no calories.
That's the fun facts. You should be drinking beer, sodas, and eating potatoes. No, just random little things. Like, there's only one difference in an ingredient between a Coke and a Pepsi.
I'll be damned. Okay. All right.
Fun fact.
Head chef is on the way with Ted's Meat and Potatoes and some fun facts about food. And, of course, today is the day while we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We spin the category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober, Team Not Sober. We reset the biggest dummy at the beginning of the year. We'll do that coming up in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So far this year, we have a two-way tie with our biggest dummies. That would be Jason and Jesse. It took them 16 questions to get one right. And every time we play the game known as Big Dummy, we do a men's room poll. Last time we played the game, we asked you, which would you not want to deal with? Let's just say that you were in a parking lot,
right,
and there's a guy there, and he's got something on him, right? Question is, what does he have? Does he have a knife?
Ah, right.
Does he have a gun? Does he have a crossbow, or does he have a flamethrower? Because we had the story about the guy in New York City who jumped up on top of an ice cream truck with a flamethrower,
right,
and then jumped onto a city bus and just started shooting flames into the air. People were recording it. We thought, this guy's insane.
And because it was New York City, people were cheering him.
And, you know, the idea being that, first of all, where do you get a flamethrower?
Mm. Amazon, we found out.
Exactly. Yep. And this thing works. I mean, it does just like, you know, like a Fahrenheit 451 kind of thing. It's a guy shooting flames.
And we found out it sticks goo on you, so you don't want to, can't run away from it.
No. Yes. It's got like a flammable stuff, you know, like a Roman candle.
So no, it's technically called goo.
So
that is the technical name, yes.
As far as the voting is concerned, with which would you not want to deal with, here are the results. The one thing that you'd rather have anybody have on them is a knife.
Yes, I agree.
7% said, you know what, knife is the least threatening out of all these. Crossbow came in at number 3 with 10%. I don't know. To me, a guy with a crossbow is nuts.
Yeah.
Gun number 2 at 18%, overwhelming. You do not want to deal with a flamethrower.
Yeah, yeah.
65% of the population said, hell, not happening. This time around our men's room poll, we're going to ask you,
And remember, this would take zero effort.
Right.
So you're a natural. You got this. You don't have to study. You don't have to do anything. All these things come natural to you, and you can pick one. So with zero effort, would you like to be naturally athletic? It's like, well, that's already me.
Yeah, I mean, I can already do that.
You go to the bowling alley? Man, you're going to bowl like,
oh, I see
like
what you're
290.
Saying. Like everything.
Anything.
Yeah, whatever I can shoot
do.
Pool,
you
everything.
Can shoot, you can
sure.
do anything.
You can dunk.
You can play flip
take your
cup.
5'10", 250-pound ass and slam it down.
Whatever you want to do. You can play beer pong better than anyone, darts, you name it. If you want to play on the softball team, your league, your pub league soccer, you're dominant. Right? You are naturally an athlete.
It doesn't matter.
And with that, you know, your body's probably pretty good.
Sure.
Pretty toned up and everything like
your
that.
Your face still looks the same.
You know, the older
I
you
like
get.
The idea it's still just me, Duncan.
Well, the older you get, the less that stuff, you know, you can do it.
But if you were naturally gifted,
athletic,
you would
be like,
more.
You'd be playing in every pub league. You'd be
exactly.
Playing, be doing all that stuff. So, zero effort, you are naturally athletic. Mm-hmm. Okay? Number two, you can speak a foreign language.
Just whatever. Someone speaking
any
Mandarin, you pick
language.
It up. Real quick.
One of the videos out there early on that just pissed me and Steve off more than anything in the world. You got Bradley Cooper, right? And he's doing an interview.
Give him girls already love him, right? He's a good
he's
looking guy.
He's sitting on
guy.
Top of the world.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point in time, every girlfriend or wife wanted to have sex with this guy, right?
Yes.
Okay? So he gets on French television. They're doing an interview. The woman asks him a question in English.
And we're waiting to hear the translator.
Now, not Bradley Cooper. He knows French. Fluently.
And if she's giggling, which makes it
but
worse.
But he never tipped her off that he knew French.
Mm-hmm.
Up until this point. So he just starts speaking French, and you can see her mind's blown, and she's thinking the same thing every wife and girlfriend is out there. Like, I want to have sex with him, too.
And you could tell. I mean, she yeah. got all giggling.
And we were just like, it was so hard.
F. Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what else? What else can this guy do, right? But that
I
would
can
be
dump
her,
too, fellas.
With zero effort, you could speak any foreign language. Mm-hmm. Any foreign language in the world. Number three. You would be affluent in the music and the arts.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you walked into a place and there's a piano and you're with your girl and you're in a lobby someplace, nobody's on there, like, maybe I'll jump on and play a Christmas tune.
But you're not going to play Chopsticks. You're going to play Root Beer Rag. You know what I mean? Like, you can
play her.
If you grab a
no,
violin.
What do you want? I'll play.
Uh-huh.
Any instrument. I mean, if you want to do sculpt something, if you want to do paint, anything involving the arts, you just have a natural gift to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then number four, you're just flat out good looking.
Right.
That's it. You're just really, really, really good looking, as they would say in Zoolander. So our men's room poll was zero effort. You can either be naturally athletic, speak any foreign language, be affluent in the music and the arts, or just be really, really good looking. Ted, what do you think?
I mean, I think I got to go with good looking.
You got to be really, really good looking.
Just because at a certain age, I probably could have worked hard enough to be good at other sports or learned a language or learned an instrument. But,
but
like,
you didn't.
I didn't, but...
You can't learn good looking.
Right, I couldn't learn up my grill.
Okay, all right. So you're going to take being really, really, really good
looking. That's a tough call. I mean, I like the idea of Duncan, but I feel...
Well, here's,
I mean, here's
the
deal. Would I rather impress dudes or get laid more? That's the way I look at it. So I'm naturally athletic. I'm dunking all the time. Like, I'm making people look ridiculous.
Yeah, sure.
But if I'm naturally just great looking, I'll probably, you know, get better jobs and, you know, sleep with all the ladies I like.
Okay. What if you're at a show and you interview the band beforehand? They say, Ted, come up here, man. Jam with us on a song. They throw you a guitar and you pick it up, man. The encore, and you just lay it down.
Yeah, but when I suck on stage and I'm gorgeous, it'll be funnier.
Okay.
They won't mind.
Right. Okay.
Well, he's good looking.
Fair enough.
Chad Kroeger got laid. Angus Young gets laid. AC/DC
is
the ugliest band on earth. Joey Ramone got laid. He couldn't even play his guitar.
Lemmy got laid.
Lemmy Kilmister got laid.
Mick Jagger,
whose head is the size of a goddamn watermelon. He's the ugliest mofo ever. Dude gets laid.
You name it.
Right.
You name it. I mean, in the world of music, in the world of rock, people get laid.
That's why I would pick music. Like, look, I already assume I'm not good looking, and I don't care because I've still gotten laid, right? So mm-hmm. I'm like, whatever. There's people out there with poor taste. They pick me all in. I can play the bass, play very little guitar, but like I can sit in front of the piano and figure it out, but I'm not dexterous at it. You
sure.
know what I mean?
Sure.
It's obvious I can't.
I mean, Flavor Flav got laid.
Flavor Flav.
Lil Wayne got laid.
Right.
I mean, all these people.
These people got laid.
Yeah.
Because, and they're not even that good, but they're successful in music, right? Mm-hmm. So to me, let me learn all the instruments, Because no matter what, you're getting laid. And plus, I like playing music, so it actually serves a purpose.
It doesn't matter the world of music. Mozart got laid constantly.
Yeah.
I mean, all he had to do was compose these. Well, obviously, he's one of the greatest of all time. But at that time, he got laid.
That's why he probably got into music. Like, look at me.
Yeah. But if you could speak a foreign language and talk to anybody, then you might have a chance of getting laid around the world.
But can you kick game? Just because you know
language. I speak it fluently. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But does that make you charming or it just makes you understandable?
It makes me potentially offensive.
Just because I can comprehend what someone's saying rarely helps the situation?
It does. But again, if I can't speak the language, I feel like I'm just so attractive.
Mm-hmm.
They'll welcome me into that country.
Yeah, I won't go through the whole story. I don't speak Spanish. This chick did not speak English. I go to Costa Rica. I got laid anyway. And I'm telling you, when you hear a woman go,
because she thought you were a rock star.
No, she didn't. When she asked my name, I was like, Steven Tyler?
Okay, who's Steven Tyler?
Exactly. Well, she searched, like, I feel like I've heard of that before.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, probably not. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, we just speak the language. It works. Whatever.
I think I take, there was a point in time in my life where the one weird little goal I had was to dunk a basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So between the ages of 17 and 20, I was in that zone where I had the athletic ability to maybe do it more so than ever.
Sure.
So I started with a tennis ball like anybody else. And I'm just throwing tennis balls down, man. I got this. Tennis ball, yeah. Then I move on to a deflated volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Not because it was just, that was what we had.
Sure.
So I was throwing that bad boy down. I'm like, I got this, man. I got this. Move up to a ladies basketball or a junior size basketball. I threw that bad boy down one time. I am a half inch away from dunking a basketball. And much like being an Eagle Scout, I never did it. I could never get that.
So close.
I was so close. So I'd like to pick that just to dunk one time. Just to dunk one time. I don't know why. That would be it, man. Maybe to go skiing and not kill myself.
Look, if I could dunk, I wouldn't have a normal job. I would just walk up to courts and be like, how much you want to bet me I could dunk?
Because everyone would.
Nobody, yeah. Right, nobody no way.
Money's being thrown down. Yeah. Then you just go up double pump one man reverse.
Bring by the way, down. Becky in Tacoma, which that sounds like a song, doesn't it? Becky in Tacoma has a weird aroma. She says Lil Wayne is so cute. And Mick Jagger was cute when he was younger. Y'all are crazy. Becky, get your goddamn eyes checked. I'm sorry, man. Lil Wayne and Mick Jagger, that's like ugly stew. You know what I mean? You throw them in a pot, like, what's for dinner? Ugly stew.
So men's room poll was zero effort. You can either be naturally athletic, know any foreign language, music and the arts, be affluent in that, or just be really, really good looking.
Someone else points out, lead singer for The Cars, Rick Ocasek. He was married to a supermodel. Again, if you don't know what Rick Ocasek looks like.
And probably for 25, 30 years.
Yeah, a long time, man.
Until he was married to die. Then he divorced.
Then he's like, F her,
I can't figure that one out, but either way, yeah.
Yeah, I just can't move past the really good looking. Because I've seen so many attractive people just be stupid, dumb, and
they are,
and get away.
There's
with,
a lot of them.
Get Brian away with Larkin, murder, right? Or get into places, yes. And it's just like, yeah, they're just good looking.
And you know what? Good, because everybody needs something. You know what I mean? I'm like, look, you don't get the whole package.
Sure,
Bradley Cooper might have the whole package. Somebody like that, but I mean,
he sucks at sports.
Most people. That's what we're hoping. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to train for like 2 years to be in this baseball movie because I just didn't have a swing. And but then by the time the movie be over, big. He's playing in the Major League Baseball, he's playing in the majors.
I think he had to learn how to play guitar and sing for, what was the movie with Lady Gaga? Star is Born.
And he did.
Like somebody he had taught to learn him to play to guitar.
Sing. Eddie Vedder, I think, basically said do this.
Oh, right. And now he can sing and play guitar. It's like, F you, Bradley Cooper.
It's just one more thing.
I don't know, just one more goddamn thing.
All right, the game is Big Dummy 206-421-ROCK, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game.
Hello, Andy. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Andy.
Hola, Vichola.
Hola. Andy, sober, not sober?
I'm sober right now.
All right. Welcome to the show, Andy.
I just got home.
Okay. Men's room poll was zero effort. You can be naturally athletic, know any foreign language, know the music and the arts, or just be really, really, really good looking.
I'm going to go with naturally athletic.
Naturally athletic. How close are you to being athletic right now?
I'm far from it.
Okay, what sport do you think, Andy, in particular, would you want to be really good at?
I would say football. You know, I'm a big football fan myself. And
but what position?
Yeah. What do you want to do?
If you're going to go out there and are you quarterback? Are you running back? What are you playing?
I'm a linebacker. I want to hit some fools.
You want to kill people.
Okay. All right.
That's cool. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
All right. our future linebacker. Here is your question. What basketball player starred alongside cinematic genius Jean-Claude Van Damme in the movie Double Team?
I'm not too sure. Never seen the movie, so I'm going to go with Michael Jordan.
Oh, a teammate of Michael Jordan's would be Dennis Rodman.
The Worm.
And when Dennis Rodman's in a movie called Double Team, I'm not sure it had anything.
I was going to say, I think you need a curtain to go back and rent that bad boy.
All right, your question.
18 and over.
What was the first Van Halen album to feature Sammy Hagar on vocals?
That is still before my time. I do not know, fellas.
5150?
5150, yes.
All
right. And before my time, I remember it like it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Who is this new guy?
All right, your question. Pepsi Twist was a Pepsi flavored with what?
Pepsi Twist.
Chubby checker juice.
Orange?
Orange.
It's got to be lemon or lime. Right?
Lemon, yeah.
Lemon.
Lemon.
Whenever you're a twist, it's always a citrus thing.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Question number four for you. Lockjaw is another name for what disease? They'll give you a shot for it. You step on something rusty, you know, breaks the skin. They're like, we'll give you this kind of shot.
Cortisone?
Tetanus.
Tetanus.
All right. Question five, Andy.
All right, question number five for you. The curse of the Bambino was a popular superstition in what sport?
Baseball.
You got that one right.
Nice. Well done. There we go.
Five in. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Do we have a new contestant ready to play the big game?
Ted, someone pointed out, you know, Spud Webb could dunk. Teeny tiny Spud Webb. Itty bitty.
Yeah, so could Bogues.
Someone else
Bugsy
said,
Bogues, he could dunk, but
that's why it's a freak. That's why I remember it from 30 years ago.
Someone else says, I would pick music. I hit the ugly tree and its cousins on the way down. And someone else says, look, the thing with rock and rollers and musicians getting laid at that level, to even get to that level, they're also effing confident.
Well, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Again, just remember, Angus Young pulls ass. Angus Young.
Do you think that there's a pro athlete out there that's not confident? They're playing professional sports.
Right.
Yeah. They're making millions and millions and millions of dollars.
But the difference is football players don't point up in the stands and say, come on down to the field. Musicians, you have that like, hey, you.
No, they just get on Instagram.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, like, I get what he's saying, but also, like, right there, massive rock stars.
That is it. Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Tony.
We'll get back to that, Tony. Let's try Tony part two. Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up with the Tonys today?
Donnie.
Yeah.
Donnie.
I wasn't sure if I was on or not.
Donnie, you sober or not sober?
Just cracked one, so not sober.
You just cracked one. You can't be intoxicated already, right?
Well, I guess sober then.
Okay.
You gotta draw a line there, Miles. Generally, people have one or two. You're like, you're not sober. So,
yeah. I mean,
does a sip count or not?
If you're on number three, Donnie, I go, okay, not sober. And if you have space dust, then I'll give you two. All right, our men's room poll, Donnie, with zero effort, you can either be naturally athletic, know any foreign language, be fluent in the music and the arts, or just be really, really, really good looking. What are you picking?
I'd say another language.
Okay, language it is. And what language would you like to learn?
French.
Ah, the Bradley Cooper way. Let's see.
As far as your European vacation, right?
Yes.
Based on the talent, what language would you like to learn?
Italian.
I was going to say, because it would be Italian. Spanish.
Actually, I don't know, man. Well,
how about Portuguese?
Did not make it to Portugal. We made it to Barcelona. In Barcelona, it's a very cool city. Ah, man, Italian. We went to three different cities in Italy, and we were the ugliest people in all of them.
Okay.
Without a doubt. Man, oh, man. I'm telling you, Italians. It's the spicy meatballs. All right, here's the question. On the TV show Home Improvement, actor Richard Karn played what character?
Oh. Is the guy behind the fence?
No.
Oh. Now, Richard Karn played the sidekick.
Al
Borland?
Borland, yes. Borland. Al Borland.
Oh.
That's all right. My first thought was Wilson, too.
That's what that guy's name was. I couldn't remember. All right. What is the capital of Iran?
Ooh. I have no idea.
Tehran?
Tehran. Tehran, Iran.
Well, that's easy to remember, I guess.
Yeah, I'm very creative. You're not going to speak farsighted.
What superhero team is Reed Richards a member of?
The Avengers?
Oh, no, I'm afraid not good enough for the Avengers. He was in the Fantastic Four. Was he the stretchy dude? Was it Mr. Mr. Fantastic, right? That was his. Do you think he got the name Mr. Fantastic because he's stretchy or because that part of him is stretchy? Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's stretchy.
I get the feeling the Invisible Chick gave him that nickname.
Tug on it.
I call him Mr. Fantastic. And what European city is Jim Morrison buried?
London.
Paris.
Paris.
Question five, Donnie.
Question number five for you. What type of animal is a kookaburra?
A mammal?
Chicken?
Bird.
Oh.
Okay. Because it's out back there, the kookaburra wings.
That's right. Well,
so I just assumed that it was chicken?
It is a bird. Right. Well, here really we have buffalo wings, so they're probably like, man, oh, man.
Buffalo.
I know what's going on in the States. God damn. All right, what brand of stapler is Milton Wadhams attached to in the film Office Space? In fact, it's the only company I know that makes staplers.
Standard?
Swingline.
Does Swingline make another product? Do we know?
Not that I know of. Not that I use.
All right, you got a 50-50 shot on that. This. Which side of the brain is responsible for logic and rational thought?
The left.
All right. Very good.
Kind of ironic you got that one right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Game is Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-421-ROCK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The men's room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Head chef coming up. Ted's Meat Potatoes has some fun facts about food.
Ooh.
Right after the game, notice Big Dummy 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Tyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola!
Hola!
Tyler, sober, not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Tyler. Welcome to the show, Tyler. Men's room poll, Tyler. With zero effort, you can either be naturally athletic, know any foreign language, be fluent in the music and the arts, or just be really, really, really good looking.
I'm going to have to go with athletic. I'm already really good looking.
Sweet. Nice.
What sport would you want to show off in first?
I'd have to be soccer.
Soccer?
All right.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay.
And I get the feeling you don't mean goalie. I'm just guessing.
Well, that's usually what I play now. That's because I'm not in the greatest of shape. Otherwise, I'm in midfield.
Right, okay. I get okay.
You. Could you still dive for a save and not pull your shoulder out of socket?
Absolutely, unless I'm saving a shot with my boys, and that's always fun.
Okay. That's what I love about soccer players. There's no question. They stand there, put your hands, both of them, over your junk.
Yeah.
You'll take a soccer ball to the face, but you do not want to get hit in the junk.
I took a clearance off the junk last spring.
Did you? Yeah. How bad was it? Didn't you say, like, a chick came by later, like, are you okay? Or
it was awful. Like, the sound was so loud. It almost ricocheted in, but, like, the defender booted it. It went right in the junk. I went on all fours, curled, and you just hear, like, oh, see, like, the whistle blew. It was like, stop play. They subbed me out. Then, yeah, some girls, like, that really sounded bad. Like yeah, it
thanks.
Is.
Thanks a lot.
All right, here's your question. The African nation of Namibia, they announced that it'll be auctioning off 170 of these high-value items at an auction next month. What are the items? Is it dinosaur bones, diamonds, elephants, or exotic hunting licenses?
Let's go with elephants.
Wow. Yeah, correct. They'll be auctioning off 170 elephants.
We want two. How do we do it? Two. Yeah, we want two.
What do you think the price is? I mean, who are you auction these to? I mean, you could have other than a zoo, like...
We got 170 elephants. Who needs them? Right. Like, don't they live there?
Some guy named Larry. Right. They're in the country.
Right.
Seems like that's where they should be.
It's insane.
That seems like a bad idea.
Right.
I don't... What do you want for Christmas? Alexis?
How about an elephant?
Or an elephant. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock. Who's our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Brandon, sober and sober.
Oh, sober.
All right, Brandon, welcome to the show.
I'm out.
All right, Brandon, men's room poll. With zero effort, you can either be naturally athletic, know any foreign language, be affluent in the music and the arts, or just be really, really good looking.
I'm going to go with music.
Okay. What instrument would you play first?
I already somewhat play guitar, so I guess just everything else, I don't know.
If you don't have a guitar and you don't have a piano, saxophone is your next best bet.
What can you play on guitar right now? Like, if I gave you a guitar, what could you play here in studio?
Some old punk songs, I guess.
Okay, all right, very cool.
It's been a while. My guitar's broken. It's been a while.
If it's still broken, yes, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's just broken.
Here's your question. What is worth more, a pound of dimes or a pound of quarters?
I'm going to say a pound of quarters.
Dimes. No, it is not dimes.
Is it tied?
It is exactly tied. So 100 dimes and 80 quarters, both of those will equal a pound. They both work out to $20.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Now you know. All right, your question. The first time there was nudity on television in the United States was in 1973 when a broadcaster aired a show called Steam Bath. Which network was it? ABC, NBC, CBS, or PBS?
CBS.
I'll go PBS.
PBS, absolutely, yeah.
Because then it's considered like art.
It's art. Well, there wasn't a show called Steam Bath. They were actually broadcasting a play.
Uh-huh.
Anytime I think of PBS, I think of like kids' cartoons and stuff. So it's like no way that.
I was just thinking the Natural Geographic, National Geographic theory.
Right, exactly. Like if you show tribal boobs, somehow they're not offensive. But if you show, hell, Christy Teigen's boobs, people freak out. Makes no sense.
Yeah, it is odd. But if it's National Geographic or PBS,
everyone's like,
it's fine.
No, it's fine. Yeah. All right. Your question, Ken Jennings. He won over $3 million on Jeopardy. How many games in a row did he win?
Three.
Oh, geez, man. So close. 74.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty smart.
That was my next guess.
I believe he's the next interim host of Jeopardy?
Yeah, he is currently, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It said interim anyway, but... Oh, shit.
Question four,
Ignore
Brandon.
Ignore that. Wipe that from the record. All right, the three biggest employers in the United States are the Department of Defense, McDonald's, and what retailer?
Oh, you got this.
Ooh, Walmart.
There you go.
Yeah.
Don't get hit by a train.
Yeah. The Department of Defense, McDonald's, and Walmart.
All right, the game is Big Dummy. 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant? Ready to play the game?
You know her, you love her. Hello, Jen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, baby.
Hola. Jenny, you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Jen.
Have you ever been sober when you've called the show?
No.
Okay. I feel like there's always a theme. Like, it's always, no, I'm not sober.
Have you ever listened to the show sober?
Bad thing? I mean,
no, I don't think it's bad at all.
Play up to my name, right?
Okay. Well, have you ever listened to the show sober?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, Jen.
When I was working, I listened to you guys on the way home from work. So.
Sweet. All right.
Definitely sober.
Okay, our men's room poll was zero effort. You can either be naturally athletic, know any foreign language, be affluent in the music and the arts, or just be really, really good looking. What are you taking?
I'm going to music.
Music,
music.
All right.
What are you going to play?
I really want to play the piano and the guitar. I have a pretty good voice, so I feel like.
Okay.
Oh, if you can do both, yeah, man.
As long as it's not like I want to play the French horn, just so I can play some holiday tunes.
The theremin. I don't know.
That would be cool. I mean, if you could really rock it.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Yeah, I mean, anything.
By the way, we asked a question about nudity on TV as PBS. They were broadcasting the play Steam Bath. Someone says Steam Bath was Valerie Perrine. If you're old enough, you might remember her name, the actress. Showing her boobs. Says, I watched it in college. I'm afraid to know what she looks like. So Valerie Perrine.
Okay. I was thinking, honestly, it was David Caruso's butt.
Was it? No, it wasn't his butt.
It was Dennis Prom. Right. That's right. That's right.
Nobody needed that.
Either way, I just remember it was a big deal. Like, we're going to show a butt tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his butt. Everyone's like, ooh.
And everyone tuned in. I got to see this butt.
Think about that. Here's this big, ugly dude who's on the show, right? Mm-hmm. People like him as an actor, but big, ugly dude, we're going to show his ass. And, like, the ratings went through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, really?
I
got to
see this butt.
For me, that was like, I'll make sure to not watch that. I've never wanted to see his butt.
Did you guys ever watch NYPD Blue?
I mean, every once in a while, it came out.
I mean, when that show started, that first scene with him, he's like a detective, and he's, like, ripping shots, then he's sleeping with hookers, and he gets shot. I mean, it's a hell of a way to start a show.
It really is. See, that's how they get you. All right, here's your question there, Stoner Jen. What type of liquor is Cavassier?
Ooh.
Brandy?
Okay.
Dang.
Is it cognac?
It is cognac, because the next question, but Jen ruined it. The next question is going to be, what type of liquor is cognac? Which is a brandy. It's a fancy brandy. Cognac is fancy.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
And I like cognac.
Exactly.
You like fancy brandy.
You like fancy brandy, yeah.
I do.
Actually, I had to look it up myself because I'm like, what is Cavassier? And it says, oh, it's cognac. And I'm like, what exactly is cognac? It's fancy brandy.
I will say this. There is, how should I phrase this? Like, I've been in Montana drinking blackberry brandy.
Sure.
And I have a lot of friends that drink cognac. Like, those are two, brandy and cognac are two different
brands. That's like Mad Dog and wine.
But I guess that's not true. We used to sell a lot of Easy Jesus when I worked at the liquor store.
Yep.
Wonder if we kind of have the champagne thing going on with cognac, because it actually says it's a variety of brandy named after the commune of Cognac, France.
So to be cognac, what, has it come from that region?
Is what I'm wondering.
Okay.
Probably. I mean, because like they say, it's kind of the upper echelon of brandy.
It's produced in the surrounding wine-growing region.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who's our next contestant? Ready to play the game.
Get that yak.
Hello, Ben. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola!
Hola!
Benny, is sober, not sober?
Working on it.
Working on not sober.
So, switching sides.
All right. Ben, our men's room poll was zero effort. You could either be naturally athletic, know any foreign language, be affluent in the music and the arts, or just be really, really, really good looking.
I'd have to go with language, probably, unless by good looking we're just saying like everyone else realizes that suddenly you're freakishly handsome and you feel the same yourself. Don't go with that one.
Well, sure. I mean, language. If you're really good looking, the implication is that everyone else thinks so.
Like, they stop and go, my God, so, like, look at him. Look at him.
You have to readjust to your own appearance. Like, do I snap my fingers and today I look different? Because if I have to get used to that, I'm just going with languages.
Okay.
Oh, I see what he's saying. Right? Is it still me and all of a sudden my face is good looking?
Or you look entirely different.
Like I am the new standard or something?
No,
or?
All of your ugliness is gone. Okay. All right.
I also think it's one of those things, like, your personality would be the same, or would it, now that you're super good looking?
You would be more confident.
And probably be a bigger a-hole.
That's what I was about to say, right. There's a thin line between confidence and just being an a-hole.
Yep.
Is there even a line?
The difference is being likable, I guess.
That is the difference right there.
And I'm pretty confident for an ugly dude.
You're terribly confident.
I can imagine
such
if you're
an
really,
ugly man.
Really, really good looking.
I'll tell you where I wouldn't be.
You'd be insufferable.
Yeah.
All right. Here is your question. Burning potassium creates what color flame?
Blue.
Green.
Orange.
Purple.
Yeah.
I was confident with orange.
Don't put that, don't light that banana.
All right, your question. What operation consisting of a, laparotomy and a hysterectomy is the most commonly performed procedure in U.S. hospitals?
Involving a repeat the question exactly?
So what operation consisting of a laparotomy and a hysterectomy is the most commonly performed procedure in the U.S.?
Hysterectomy is removal of the womb, and laparotomy is something about stomach. So I'm going to go tummy tuck, or what do you call
that? Not a bad guess, wow. Man.
You were piecing it together with cesarean section.
C-section, damn.
But credit to you, man.
I had to give you a hysterectomy for that.
At least you were piecing it together.
You walked through it.
We appreciate that, believe me. All right. In karate, what color belt is earned just before the black belt?
Oh, I don't know if it's how standardized it is, but everything I've ever seen has said brown.
Oh, yeah. I think it depends.
Warner Brown time.
It depends specifically, I believe, on the martial arts. So in karate, it is brown. Taekwondo, I believe it's red. Only because I knew it.
I know jiu-jitsu, it's brown.
Is it brown jiu-jitsu?
Do you tell people you got your ass kicked by a brown belt?
No.
Or do you say that he's a black belt?
No, you just say, hey, man, dude knew karate. Now, if they're a black belt, you say he was a black belt in karate.
All right.
If you don't say that part, it's like he could have been a white belt in karate.
Sure.
You just got your ass kicked.
I think it depends on who you're talking to. If you're talking to somebody that knows the martial art, you name the belt.
Okay.
Seriously. Because then it's like more respect. Like,
what would be the worst?
White belt.
To get beat by a white belt?
Because that means they know as much as you do, technically. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're like, both white belts. So that's like even.
You start as a... You don't even have to get the white belt. Just says, I got a gi, I'm taking a class. You get a white belt.
He's just like elastic pants. You know what I mean?
It's like getting worked over in a high school sport, right? And then years later, you're like, well, that guy went to the NFL. Like, of course.
Much different.
Of course he dominated.
Fine.
Right, so it's like, yeah, I'm a white belt. I got dominated by a brown belt.
That's fair.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Lisa. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Lisa, are you sober or not sober?
Yes.
Lisa, are you sober or not sober?
Yes, basically. I can't really, I'm not sober, but I'm not.
So not sober.
But at work.
But I'm also not sober. Oh God, I just said that backwards.
Lisa, we're going to go ahead and say not so.
If a cop ever pulls you over, take the fifth. Just hand them a card and say, call this number.
Right.
Lisa,
with zero effort, you can either be naturally athletic, know a foreign language, be affluent in the music and the arts, or just be really good looking. What are you taking?
I want language all the way. I already got everything. I'm just kidding. But yeah, no language.
Oh, language. Okay. We'll start with the English one. All right.
Oh, thank you.
Here is your question. In the Jungle Book, what type of animal is Ka?
Oh, gosh. A vulture? No, is that from the Great Movie?
I'm sure it's in the movie as well.
I'm thinking of, like, the bird things.
Oh, no, not a bird thing. Ted, I'll give you a hint. It's the animal you hate most.
Snake.
You got it. Ka the snake.
Oh!
In Boston, they think his name is Carr. All right, your question. If you give something up for Lent, how many days are you going without?
30.
See you in hell, friend. It's 40.
40.
Well.
40.
Oh, that's much worse than like sober October.
Exactly. That's why I think people choose to do that as opposed to Lent.
Correct. And it's longer.
I thought it was a month.
Well, Lent, here's the deal.
Oh,
it's 40 days because Jesus was in the desert 40 days, 40 nights. But that's taking off Sundays.
Right.
If you include the Sundays, it's like, what, 44, 45 days?
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean you can do what you want on the Sunday?
Sunday's your cheat day.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Makes it a little easier.
It depends on who you are. It's a big argument in the Catholic community.
Okay. Well, how devout are you? I think that's what it comes down to, right? It's pretty much that easy.
For instance, I used to give up soda when I was a teenager, and then on Sundays I would drink double gulps.
The big 48-ouncer.
Oh, my God.
All right, here's your question. A longtime volunteer at the Big Cat Rescue was attacked by a tiger named Kimba during a morning feeding in Florida just this morning. The question is, who is the owner of the Big Cat Rescue?
It's not Joe Exotic anymore. Wait, no. Oh, and what in the heck is her name?
Hiya, cool cats. It's me.
Yeah.
The crazy woman that killed her husband and fed it to the tiger.
I know exactly who you're talking about. Carol Baskin.
There you go, Lace. Good job. Know that one.
That's amazing that is now in our lexicon.
It is in our lexicon. So this person feeding the tiger, that said the tiger got a hold of that person's arm and almost tore it off of the shoulder.
Yeah, that's it. Game is a big dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Do we have a brand new contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Gulliver. Welcome to the men's room.
Big dummy!
Hola. Gulliver, are you sober or not sober?
Gulliver, my friend.
All right. Gulliver. I think you're the first Gulliver I've ever met.
Well, I called in about 8 years ago, so that's not true.
No.
I think you're the
second. You're still the first.
Yes, exactly.
You're still the first. It's just you again.
Gulliver, with zero effort, you can either be naturally athletic, know any foreign language, be affluent in the music and the arts, or just be really, really good looking. What are you taking?
I'm taking language.
That way, if Gulliver travels, he can speak anything?
There you go.
Absolutely. There you go. I set it up for you.
Thank you.
What would be your first language of choice?
Just in terms of being useful right now, I think Spanish.
Yeah, makes sense.
That should be the one everyone knows.
Yeah.
All right, here is your question. Which British designer invented the dual cyclone bagus vacuum cleaner? He just wanted things to work properly.
A dual action what?
The dual cyclone bagless vacuum cleaner. And again, as a hint, because he just wanted things to work properly.
Hoover.
No, man. Dyson.
Dyson. James Dyson.
Dyson.
I just think things should work properly.
Then he made the bladeless fan.
I got one of those.
Is it good?
I've had it for probably 12 years. I've had zero problems with it. It's excellent, man.
Huh.
It really,
do you ever
really
put your hand in it?
I do, because you can't help it.
Yeah.
You would be pinballing if you had the hand dryer machine in your bathroom. Mm-hmm. You see those, the Dysons, where you drop your hands down?
Oh, yeah. Those ones are good.
Yeah.
Because I like that they stop.
They stop, and they're more effective than, like, that crappy blow-dry ones. You know, your hand, basically, you dry your hands off on your pants.
The kind at the rest stop.
Yeah. All right, here's a question.
Where it says push butt, because someone scribbled out the hook.
Yeah, but it's never not funny.
It is.
How many hearts does an octopus have? 1, 3, 5, or 6?
Three.
Nice job.
Oh, man, they got a lot of love.
Mm-hmm.
More Big Dummy on the way. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.